from inside your computer.
It's time for the John Madden Podcast. Break. The sweet sounds of the football theme. You know that it's time for another episode of the John Madden Podcast, live on the air. I am your host, pardon my pun, Burps Mikowski. I've got the giggles today. Hello, Mr. Madden. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to tell you, my Madden 18 check cleared today. I am just as happy as can be.
Now, I am I right? Madden 18's already out for pre-sales?
Yeah, no, it's already out.
It's already out everywhere worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide.
Worldwide. Have you played it already?
I don't usually play video games.
Do you get the first copy, or do you get the copies as they come out?
They don't send me shit.
Really?
All I get is a check, and it cleared the bank today.
Of course.
I'm just so happy.
I bet you are.
I'm just like giggling inside. You know, I'm like, oh, my Madden money came in. I'm like a crack addict needs his fix.
Are there zeros the size of donuts on there?
There are zeros the size of, bigger than donuts. I would go with like glaciers.
Glaciers?
Yeah. They're just big as fuck.
Big as fuck glaciers on your check.
Yeah, I got a big check. I'm so happy.
Who couldn't be happy? I mean, I would be.
It's like hitting the Powerball without playing it. That's how I feel.
This sounds so jovial tonight.
Oh, man, yeah. It's every Tuesday at this time.
You want me to make you even more jovial? Have you been watching the television at all lately? Have you seen any of the IHOP commercials on?
I have not. No.
You haven't seen the latest IHOP creation?
No, but please do tell.
I can see the drool coming out your mouth already.
I'm a little horny, honestly.
With a new IHOP menu. Are you ready, sir? Let me see if I can find, I believe I have a drum roll ready. I'll roll out the drum roll for you. French toast style donuts.
What the hell are we doing here? Let's leave now. I just got a big check. We'll sell that place out.
French toast style donuts with any kind of topping you want.
We need to leave now.
How good would that be with, like, what would be your favorite fruit topping?
Fuck the fruit. Give me bacon.
Fuck the fruit. Just put bacon on the side.
Bacon and sausage. I want to be like a meat pile. And then a French toast and F the fry.
With the donut topping,
yeah,
of course. Yeah, how about birthday cake topping with that?
Yeah, and you throw the bacon and the sausage on top of that, too, and some cheese, and I'm eating it.
Man, that sounds so good right now. Mm. I am getting hungry.
Powdered sugar.
Powering right through, you know?
I don't want them to stop with the powdered sugar, though.
No, not at all, no.
I want you to finish the powdered sugar. And then dollop me one time powdered sugar.
So, two things you got going already today. You got your check from the Madden 18.
Oh, yeah,
and now you want to go to IHOP and celebrate with some new French toast style donuts.
Celebrate? I'm going to sell them out.
Sell them out.
I got zeros for days, ladies.
I got friends that love the donuts as well as you do. I think we should celebrate with people.
Bring everybody. We'll sell them out.
Would you like to invite some people?
Yeah, let's invite everybody.
Would you like to call some people and maybe invite them?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll call people and tell them about the Madden check clearing. And
You got to tell them about the Madden check clearing, right?
The Madden check cleared.
The Madden check cleared. It's been in the mail.
I looked at my, first thing I do, I wake up and I look at my phone and check my bank
account.
Do you get
the little alarm? Your check cleared.
No, it's more
does
like...
Does it send out a dollar sign to let you know that...
It's a cha-ching, and I'm like, hell yeah!
like a cash register,
yeah, like a register. I'm
right,
like,
okay.
Cha-ching, and then I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to check my bank account.
Counting dollars.
And then when you see that every year, I get the biggest grin on my face. And
I've never seen you so happy in the year that I've known you or so. Yeah, you're just happy as all can be.
Every year at this time, I'm just as... Two times a year, I'm really happy.
Right.
This time of year, right. And Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving, because of...
Not Christmas. No. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because of turduckens.
Yeah,
right?
I don't like spending money on people. I like buying them gifts.
Man's so you a just little... rather fill them up, get them fat, and send them on their way.
Yeah, man's a little stingy with money.
Well, you kind of have to be nowadays. I mean, it doesn't hurt to be a little stingy.
Yeah, I don't give anybody stocking stuffers.
No, I don't either. I don't. I just stock their minds with a little humor if I try to.
My wife asked me, she's like, hey, what are you going to be putting me in my stocking stuffer? And I was like, I'm about to stock these nuts in your mouth.
Hey, you should tell her the old joke. Do you like CDs or tapes? And she goes, CDs? He goes, well, CDs nuts up in your mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to start.
Let's crack a lackalin, ho. Well, let's try to call a friend and see if we can invite him. He's in Albany, New York.
I'm on my way.
You're on your way? All right, well, let's see what we can do here. Calling Albany, New York. Show with no name.
Seems like cool people.
Yeah. You don't have to have a name.
Nah, I just use my name. It's not clever.
I think we got chucked to the weeds.
That.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're live with the John Madden podcast right now. Is this the show with no name?
This is, sir.
I have Mr. John Madden in the studio. He'd like to say hello to you. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's John Madden.
Terrific. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah. You would never believe my day. It started off 6:30 in the morning, and I hear cha-ching. I'm cashing them paychecks. Madden 18 pays me every year.
Oh, that check must be nice.
It's pretty awesome, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, we figured it out that it has zeros the size of donuts on it.
Nice. I need some zeros.
I'll take the donuts and maybe a few zeros.
I can donuts put you on a Madden payment plan.
A Madden payment plan?
Yeah, I give you a little, and then you gotta do stuff for Madden.
Well, as long as I don't have to clean your toilet.
Oh, you don't want to clean that.
No. Turduncan might make a mess.
And the gravy bidet makes a huge mess.
The gravy bidet. Hello.
He has a gravy bidet on the Madden Cruiser.
Nice.
I mean,
it keeps things blowing.
Yeah. He has a Madden bidet and a chocolate fountain in the front of it.
Oh, I'm down for the chocolate fountain, too.
I am, too. I mean, that would...
24 different kinds of chocolate ain't going in at one time. You can make a rainbow of chocolate.
I didn't know they made 24 types of chocolate.
They do. It's all kind of like, you got the mint chocolate, everything. It's all different flavors.
All the fancy ones.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow.
I want to put fried
chicken.
In the chocolate.
You can swap out the chocolate for nacho cheese.
Ooh.
Oh, that's hot. You're making mad a little on the rim.
You haven't thought of that yet, John?
Swap. I have not. But we will now. Can I use that, or we'll swap back and forth. I like the nacho cheese idea.
Is there a Chucky doll on the Madden Cruiser?
Chucky doll? No, I'm a huge Brett Favre fan. There's Brett Favre's all over the Madden Cruiser.
But no Chucky dolls?
No Chucky dolls, but Brett Favre dolls everywhere.
Word has it he has a Brett Favre big head in the bathroom.
I could go with that. A Brett Favre doesn't have a big head in the bathroom, but
yeah, but he would scare. I couldn't pee you in front of him, could you?
Yeah, he'd be watching you.
Yeah.
Does it yell touchdown when you flush?
That would be great, huh?
You know what? I need to get some sound effects for the bathroom.
If it said go pack go when you flush the toilet.
Oh my God! If it just say Brett Favre, I would finish right there.
You would finish.
Yeah, I would just be done.
The back of the toilet should be a Gatorade drink container.
Ooh, now see?
Oh, man, you guys got great ideas.
That's why I put you in touch with these people, John. These people know.
They know what's happening. I'm going to have to start cutting them checks. I mean, shit. I mean, all these great ideas. I'm going to get two Madden Cruisers now.
We're trying to bring the Madden podcast to the next level, John.
I'm gonna have to get another Madden Cruiser, I think.
I think you should help out with some of those dollars and donuts and help out the boys.
Albany, New York, I'm coming up there.
Uh-oh, watch out, Whitey.
There we go.
It's a party in the Madden Cruiser, and it's just like Vegas. What happens in there stays in the cruiser.
Ooh.
Oh, we could have some fun.
We definitely could.
I know the right places to go.
Well, you're going to have to lead the way. I've never been up there. I've been in New York City and in Manhattan and stuff like that, but never outskirts, and I don't really know much. I don't
even fly. Absolutely nothing like that at all.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to teach. I need small-time restaurants, though. Big plates, fat-friendly.
Big, healthy portions.
Yes. Unhealthy portions.
Oh, I got a diner for you.
Yep, I got a big family. We know how to eat.
I bet I can out-eat your family. The whole thing. Just Madden versus the whole family. I can eat the whole family under the table.
Don't make me bring Aunt Mary in. It could be a battle.
Oh, Aunt Mary sounds like she could put it away.
I might just marry her right here.
She about tree fitty.
Tree fitty.
I walk around a tree fitty as well.
John, what are you about 354?
Yeah, and I wear a diaper just because of the amount of food that I eat. I can't control what happens while I'm eating.
I don't blame you.
My aunt and her husband were about 350 each, and they lived in a trailer.
Oh, Lord. Single wide or double?
Single wide. Oh, old Lord. School. And they decided to take a shower together.
They got stuck, didn't they?
No, it sunk to the ground.
Oh.
The tub just went...
Oh, my God. Tell me you took pictures.
Oh, it was way before. So this was, a long time ago.
Oh, the visual image.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I've seen the aftermath. That was it. It was hilarious.
Madden is speechless right now. You've got the man cracking up. He can't even talk. He's laughing so hard.
That's like the last time that I remember I buttered myself up and went down a slip and slide. And then I literally flew over the pool that I was supposed to go in. I went up and over it. And I don't even remember where I was because I think I flew 50 feet over where I was supposed to go.
See, that's when it's good to be a heftier man, because when you land, it don't hurt so bad.
Yeah, I landed on my gut. It was good enough.
Yeah.
Then I ate afterwards because I was hungry.
Well, you burned some calories there, John.
I don't like burning calories.
You're the guy that eats and then goes swimming, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that, like, I spend so much money on eating that I don't want to waste that money by working out.
So it makes sense. You carry it around with you still.
Yeah, I want to know that last week's meal is somewhere still in me.
Probably still in your colon.
Probably in the Madden toilet somewhere.
That's a big colon.
I got colons for weeks, buddy. I had to glue my colon back together because I've just been blowing it out all the time.
Where do you buy colon glue?
At a black market. It's a dark web thing. You gotta go on the dark web.
That's seriously the dark web.
Yeah, you gotta go on the dark web for that.
When I was younger, I knew the three guys. I used to hang out with these three very large gentlemen. They were all good. They were all on the football team in high school. They were all pretty good. And we would go out, and we're up actually in Lake George one night hanging out. And they're like, you got to bring me to the bathroom. I'm like, really. Driving around, you got to stop at a gas station. They run in, had to buy toilet paper. He goes in the bathroom. And I'll never forget, he comes out. He goes, my ass just threw up.
Oh. That's a pretty rough day right there. I don't think my ass has ever thrown up like that.
Come on, every once in a while you've gotten the turkey trots once or twice, right?
That's why I got a diaper. I don't know what the hell's going on back there.
It gets so bad after a while that it starts puckering and nothing's coming out. It reminds you of an oyster or something.
Oh, that's the worst.
That is a horrible day.
Not the worst. That explosions.
Yeah, I felt like that several times.
Have you ever atomic bombed a toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Literally blew it up. Shattered it.
Literally.
Yeah, when I sat down and just...
Porcelain everywhere.
Yeah, and when I mean, It poked, it like stabbed into me, and I just pulled it out, and I was like, that ain't no big deal.
Dude, we just Rambo cut, fix the cut, and move on?
Yeah, by just a little bit of glue and tape, and I just kept
You know,
going.
For a man your size, you should do something like, the tenor guy? What's Pavarotti? He carries around his own toilet seat.
I don't know, the hell with that. I mean, I don't know why Now, why would you carry your own toilet seat?
That way you're going to fix it to wherever you go, and it's asphyxiated for your ass only. For your ass only.
I would have to hire somebody for that. I mean, I ain't going to carry around my toilet seat.
Okay.
I just suggest.
I'm in a booth all the time, mainly.
You use one of those zeros.
Yeah.
You could put somebody's face on it you don't like.
There you go. Shit on somebody's face. Now, how good would that be?
Who do I hate, though? I don't really.
What football player do you hate?
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels?
Al Michaels pisses me off. He's a wannabe. He wants to be Pat Summerall so bad that he can't be Pat Summerall. See, I tell him to kiss my ass.
You put Al Michaels' face on a toilet seat with his mouth being the hole?
No, I don't even want that.
No?
I've been there trying to fight the whole time.
No mouth. Just let it smear on his face.
There you go. Right on his face.
Throw it away. I mean, Leroy!
That's one. There you go, Whitey. Put the face down at the bottom of the bowl. So then you got a game you could play.
Yeah, I can just
like a bullseye.
DestroyAlMichaels.com.
There you go. Brilliant.
DestroyAlMichaels.com.
I'm a .com kind of guy.
Hold on. Let me go on to fucking GoDaddy and get that.
Type that in there.
I'm Who's sure that's not to?
Not maybe now. Maybe somebody hearing it out there is going to take DestroyAlMichaels.com.
Oh, God. Hilarious.
Yeah, you better grab that one quick. Wasn't he married? Who was he married to?
Al Michaels? I don't remember.
I don't even like the motherfuckers, honestly.
Wow.
I honestly.
He really gets your goat, doesn't
he? Oh, he pisses me off so bad. I had to do 1 year of football with him, and I just was grinning in the background. I just want to punch him in the mouth.
Who was the greatest person you ever got to work with?
Pat Summerall.
Dumb question, huh?
Pat Summerall.
What do you think of Howard Cosell?
Look
at that little monkey run.
I mean, I liked Howard. Great guy. Funny dude.
Right.
You know, and I got a lot of my stuff from him. You know, I was into coaching at the time. And he was doing the Monday night stuff. And, you know, I he was idol to me. So, I mean, I don't hate the guy at all.
That's good. I like hearing that.
But this is how would sell, and I'm a big fan of the Jews.
The Jews or the juice?
the Jews.
The Jews.
Oh, I thought he said he was a big fan of the juice. We were talking football.
Oh, that's what I thought he said.
But the way his accent made it sound like he was saying Jews when he said the Jews.
Yeah, he kind of lingered it out. The Jews.
Yeah.
Who was worse at doing that, him or Jimmy the Greek?
I don't know.
You don't remember Jimmy the Greek?
No, I don't remember him, no.
Wow, John.
Memory's going. I'm 87 years old now. All I do is eat and cry.
And count your zeros.
Count that money up every year. Madden 18 hit this year. They got that money in the bank, baby. I'm about to make it rain on something. I just want to go eat.
Well, there you have it. John wants to go eat.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, thank you. I agree. I'm hungry. I say we go eat, too. I don't have a problem with that.
I think we just get about 70 of us in there, get about 25 offensive linemen, and we just go destroy Golden Corral. I know some good offensive linemen that'll destroy Golden Corral. They wouldn't be able to keep up.
It doesn't matter what you eat at Golden Corral. You're going to destroy something when you're done.
Not me. It's
going to run a blitz on Golden Corral.
Oh, I would never eat there.
I can't. Nope.
I don't know how much they're paying Jeff Foxworthy, but I'm not heading in there.
Jeff Foxworthy's a funny guy.
But he can't eat.
I would be better on the Golden Corral commercials. I mean, who the hell is he? He's not even that funny anymore.
You should enter the hot dog contest.
I think I would destroy Joey Jaws.
You think so?
Joey Jaws, I eat more than Joey Jaws could think about eating.
How many did he get this year? 60-something hot dogs?
He ate 70.
70 hot dogs. You think you could eat 70 hot dogs, man?
I ate 70 in my sleep.
Wow. I think he'd take them down. I'd enjoy that.
I'd like to see that. Let's train. I mean, you've got, what is September, October, November, December, January, February. You got less 8 months?
I got a lot of time.
You could train for it. We could just.
I don't need to train. I just go to Golden Corral. That's my training ground.
Are you sponsored by them now?
No. That's a Foxworthy thing. That's not a man.
Okay, I'm just asking. Just asking.
I think we should work something out because you're traveling around in the bus. You can just pull in and eat for free.
That would be great.
Hell yeah, I like that idea.
You just get a little bite here to go. Check it out. Hey.
Bite?
Yeah.
They throw me out about 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. In your terms, a bite would be what? 10 plates?
10 to 20.
10 to 20 plates.
Yeah, that's a quick nibble.
Quick nibble.
Yeah. A little Gold Corral platinum card.
Was that a lifetime card? I heard about that.
It better be.
It should be by now, right?
I don't think many people have ever lived to see Golden Corral platinum cards.
I would like to live to see that.
I think all the people that try to get one of those, they flatline.
Flatline.
They ain't making it.
They got the flatline card, but they don't get the.
You can't stop this heart, man, baby. This heart just keeps going.
Well, you got all that pork fat surrounding it, so you're okay there.
I got 3 defibrillators in the man cruiser.
Do you really? Yeah. 3?
3.
What do you use one for? Barbecuing, obviously, right?
One is for barbecuing, and the other one's for my cake making.
You're into cakes now.
You gotta have some. I'm bored half the time. Wife just bitches at me and tell me to do all this stuff, and all I want to do is just make cakes now.
I did hear a conspiracy theory about him.
Really?
Yeah, said he actually had a heart and lung transplant.
Both?
Yep.
Is that even possible?
From a horse.
From a horse?
That's right.
John, comment?
I'm not going to confirm nor deny that. I mean...
Do you have the schlong to go with it, John?
All I got to say is my heart still beats to the drum as I run around.
As you clip-clop back and forth on the Madden Cruiser?
Yeah, I bounce on all fours. Hippity-hoppity, you know?
Do you look at John Elway and say, why the long face?
No, I mean, he's a Denver guy. I'm an Oakland guy.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to paralyze you there. All right, guys. Well, we're not going to keep you. We just called to say hello, and
it was a pleasure, I must say.
I love the guy. I think he's great. But John, do you want to say anything to the guys? Want to maybe leave a liner for him?
I'll leave you a liner. The No Name Show.
No show with no name.
Show with no name. Sorry, memories
on the No Name Network. You think you can remember all that?
Wow, that's a lot. I can try it right now.
All right, and go.
I am John Madden with a show with no name on the No Name Network. Listen, bitches.
Awesome.
There you go.
Nice and professional. And one take. Look at that.
Yeah, he's a one take Willie.
Yeah, I don't like many takes. I mean. It just cuts my food eating down.
The only takes you like are take out, huh?
Yeah. I don't even like taking out. I like to sit there and make them look at me eating all their food.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I'll throw a fork on the floor and eat a new one. Because man's got it like that.
Yeah, everybody does. All right, guys. Like we're going to head on out. You guys have a good show. We'll stay on the chat board and hang out with you guys.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a good one. Bye, SJ.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
He's probably playing pinball.
Just got an extra ball.
Oh, man. Replay. There you go. All right, John, there you go. That was the show with no name on the No Name Network.
Wow, those guys are really great.
That's SJ and Whitey, otherwise known as Natas. Strange name, right?
Natas, or a foreign name. I like it.
Well, Whitey nowadays kind of sounds, sound like they want to tear down his statue or something.
Yeah, you don't want to be rolled around with that name at this time period.
No, but two guys, I love them. They're good guys and
great, they're funny guys.
I think we should roll up there in a Madden Cruiser and maybe hang out with them and go to Golden Corral.
I need somebody to be a Golden Corral guy with me, you know? Nobody ever wants to go to the Golden Corral. Like, I'm always like, hey, guys, I'm buying if you want to go. No. I'm like, all right, then, fuck it, I'll go by myself.
You have your own table at the Golden Corral?
I just tell them that I'm going to sit there.
This is my table over here. This is where I'm going to sit at the Golden Corral.
Yeah, I normally get a table for six. That way I can line up plates all around. And I can just bounce.
A little bite over here, a little bite over there.
And I just get six different things except for salad. Nobody eats that shit.
Salad's for rabbits.
Yeah, I don't eat it.
Nobody eats that crap. Well, we're going to get on out of here. It's been a long one. We've been on for almost 30 minutes now, sir.
Yeah, this is going to be the longest one yet.
So far, so good. But I've had a great night. It's been a lot of fun.
Hell yeah, man. It is always fun.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge off the air.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got any copies of the Madden 18? Wink, wink, nudge.
Under the table, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I may be able to have a copy or two or something.
Xbox One? Xbox One?
Yeah, I
okay. All right, cool.
We're going to send them out to the fans, not.
Don't!
You motherfuckers got to buy them!
Don't!
You all thought you were going to get something for free. Not on this show, you're not.
Not on this shit. I need money.
All right, the sound of that music means the show has come to an end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. We'll be back on the air again soon. If you have questions, send them to johnmadden.com. I don't know.
Send them to ihatealmichaels.com.
almichaelsisanasshole.com. Send them there, and we'll make sure somebody gets them. Until then, we'll see you next time on the John Madden Podcast.